Syrian authorities say they have foiled an attempted suicide car bomb attack in the northern city of Aleppo just one day after massive blasts in the capital of Damascus. 55 people died and nearly 400 were wounded in the two Damascus blasts that occurred near a military intelligence building. In a statement released through Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi, Pope Benedict condemned the violence, ensuring the prayers of the Catholic community for the victims and their families. The Holy Father also called for a firm and joint commitment on the part of the entire international community to implement UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan's peace plan as soon as possible. The sentiments were echoed by Pope Benedict's representative on the ground in Damascus, the Apostolic Nuncio Archbishop Mario Zanari.
The climate today is very, very sad in Damascus and all over the Syria because of what happened yesterday here in Damascus with a terrible carnage. People started to have some kind of hope with the arrival of the first UN observers, and it was noticed some small progress here and there, but what happened yesterday was really like a lightning in a blue sky. It was a sad, a very, very sad surprise, this terrible carnage. And I see, especially yesterday and today, today is Friday here, and the city is very, very quiet, and many, many people are sad, and they don't know what to do, what to think, where Syria is going, and I think we have to start again with courage, with hope. Especially the international community must take the matter, this crisis, much more seriously, and to back the Kofi Annan plan, because if this plan doesn't succeed, really is difficult to hope, to have a hope for Syria. And this message of the director of the Holy See Bureau shows that the Pope is always close to the Syrian people and to the suffering of these people. Many times, six, seven times in the past 13 months, the Pope expressed his closeness and his prayer and made many appeals to the concerned parties to solve the crisis by the dialogue and the reconciliation. So again, the Pope made this appeal. And we hope and we pray that with the help of the international community, some hope will still be here in Syria. Otherwise, really, if this hope is falling into pieces, like yesterday, it seemed that already the hope was already broken. It is terrible to lose this hope. And let me conclude. We must have a hope because God, our Father, didn't abandon Damascus, didn't abandon Syria. Let us think of 2,000 years ago. There was a young man approaching Damascus with a plan of violence against the first believers in Jesus Christ. But this plan was suddenly broken, falling into pieces because of the intervention of God, who called Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I hope that the people who are now on the path of violence for the destruction of many lives of Syria will be touched, like 2,000 years ago, the young Saul will be touched by this voice of God. Why are you persecuting me? Every child, every woman, every man is an image of God. So with the violence, with the death, with destruction, we are really against this image of God, and we do hope that with this weapon, very powerful weapon of the prayer, this voice of God will be heard, especially by the people who have in their heart this plan of violence.